Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter. We are committed to bringing you the day's most important news and current affairs stories from an LGBTI perspective. If it matters to the LGBTI community, we will cover it. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation, SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au or follow us on Twitter at The Informer Joy.
This year, there will be 200 floats in the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Parade, the largest contingent they have ever had. For Mardi Gras' 40th anniversary, there was a record number of entrants, with many floats not making the final cut. While it began as a violent protest, the Mardi Gras parade is now a sight to behold. But amidst the hot pants, glitter, dancing and celebration, there are still important messages of celebration, revolution and respect throughout the floats. We spoke to some of the floats in the lead up to the parade about what they have planned and what it has been like to get ready for the parade. Dean Arcuri and I speak to Dykes on Bikes, the First Nations Float, the Melbourne Chargers, the Institute of Many and Bigots Begone.
This year we have not only our sisters, naughty cousins really, from Dykes on Bikes in Melbourne as well as Dykes on Bikes in Queensland, but I also have Dykes on Bikes coming over from Western Australia. I've got some girls coming over from Japan. I've got a lovely girl who's over from Canada. So it's not just Dykes on Bikes Sydney. We are everywhere. Beware, when you turn a corner, there could be a DOB standing there.
Look, we only just started rehearsing 3 weeks ago, actually, but I missed the second rehearsal, so this is only my second rehearsal, and boy, oh boy, it feels exhilarating.
So what's more complicated, learning rugby positions and plays or figuring out choreography to march down on top three?
Dean, learning the choreography for this is more difficult than rugby. I'm a forward, so for me it's catch ball, run forward, smash opposition. The backs, I don't know what they do. They spend most of the time playing with their hair, but for me, rugby is heaps easier.
Are you guys excited about bringing the cup to Mardi Gras again?
Dean, oh my God, we beat Sydney in the 2016 Bingham Cup, and now we're going to take the cup up to Sydney and parade it down the centre of their of their gay city. So we are, like, so pumped to be taking that silverware up to Sydney and having, you know, one last opportunity to smush it in their faces before we go back to Amsterdam this year and win it all over again. We've got two numbers choreographed, one of them to Kylie Minogue's Get Out of My Way, and the other one is Britney Spears' Stronger. Both great songs, both extremely queer songs. We're out loud and proud, and we are so happy to be doing these songs because they really speak to us as a team and a group of gay men who are just so happy to be playing sport and being healthy and, you know, winning some great silverware and playing rugby. Now, Bronnie, over to you.
I, like Silas, am a simple forward, and I like to run forward with the ball tucked under my arm into the opposition. So learning steps to the beat of four is much more challenging for me. But I have realised that if these guys can learn these steps, then I can definitely complicate the plays a little bit for them. So I was going to march with my fire crew, and I just decided that these boys would be a lot more fun, and I'm pretty excited to be coaching this year and going with them to Amsterdam for the Bingham Cup. So I just wanted to have the total experience with them for the as much of the season that I can. It is going to be a little challenging because I used to coach the Sydney Convicts, so being a former coach of theirs and walking then with the Melbourne Chargers and carrying the Bingham Cup after knowing how much it means to the Sydney Convicts is going to be kind of funny and but lots more fun.
Well, you're keeping Melbourne-Sydney rivalry alive, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly, and that's what it's all about. Rugby will be the winner.
So we've got 80 people marching down Oxford Street with a big truck with an enormous glittery U equals U float with fluorescent light battens and big glittery U and a big glittery equals. Marching alongside that will be 80 people, many of them dressed up as HIV stigma warriors, and a lot of other really happy people marching alongside us. Those people marching with us are positive and negative. They're gay, straight, bi, trans, queer. We've got a broad range of people who are all marching because they love someone who is HIV positive.
It also speaks to something. I mean, we've got the 40th year and everyone keeps remembering the history of what the 40th year means in regards to the march. But when you speak to the history of our culture here in Australia, you know, HIV plays a very big part of that. In 1982, I believe, there were calls for the Mardi Gras parade to not happen because of fears and concerns in regard to HIV. And it was actually those fears and concerns that were used as the reason why we need to keep on fighting.
I think Mardi Gras and HIV and AIDS in this country have marched side by side. I mean, you know, as we get closer, as Mardi Gras turns 40, that means that, you know, HIV isn't too far off from turning 40 as well. And the two have a very interconnected history. I did a piece for the ABC's Mardi Gras 40th Anniversary magazine on this very issue. And it's extraordinary that the number of events and floats and significant milestones that occurred as part of Mardi Gras. Some good and some bad, and you know, the truly moving ones are, you know, people being wheeled down from St. Vincent's Hospital to catch one last glimpse of Mardi Gras before they passed, and beautiful stories of Darren, who is the partner of a dear friend of mine, who passed away during the crisis, who went to his one last Lees ball, and you know, those incredible moments. And we can look back on those with a lot of reverence and respect and love. And we can also look to today for some extraordinary examples of contemporary HIV, of people who are very fortunate to not be in that shadow of trauma anymore, but we're certainly aware of it, and we most definitely pay our respects as we march HIV into the 21st century.
So this year marks the 30th anniversary since the first Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander float featured in the Mardi Gras parade. I understand that Malcolm Cole's Captain Cook costume will be making a reprise appearance. What else can we expect on the night?
Glitter, of course, but you'll see a lot of community members holding banners or placards with messages or issues that have some significance for Aboriginal people now, even in 2018. Some of these messages that we've displayed over the years, in the last 30 years, but it really is a reflection of our involvement in the Mardi Gras parade over the 30 years. So you'll see the Malcolm Cole, Captain Cook outfit, but you'll also see issues that for the last 30 years still remain unresolved. Even though that we've had equal marriage equality, there's still, sexual racism out there. There is still lack of equality within the LGBTI community. There is, the push for Aboriginal representation to Parliament. All these issues that you'll start to see in our float being reflected by their community around what they see are issues that are still unresolved. Even the push for treaty. You'll also see Maize the Dancers, so young Aboriginal people looking to dance or make a career in the industry. They'll be performing for us to the sounds of electric fields, who are making huge waves within the music industry. We're not the only float that are playing electric fields. In fact, there's a number of floats that are really hearing the message of the music and really supporting of Aboriginal LGBTI community. You'll also see Sister Girls, Brother Boys, members from our very diverse yet small community, and you'll also see some. Who do we have? We have Linda Birdie that will be joining us, the Aboriginal human rights CEO. I think her name is
June Oscar.
June Oscar will be with us, and there's one other lady that will be with us.
Hey, it's a big night. It's hard to keep track of everyone that's going to be involved. It sounds massive.
Yes, it's going to be huge. It'll be a great celebration. We can't wait to be a part of it again this year. You know, for me, it's my seventh year, but for our organisation or this community, it's been 30 years. But before 30 years of formal participation in the march, many of our elders and ancestors, that some of them aren't around, but were actually participating in the march on a more personal level before we became an organised group.
So our float's called Bigots Be Gone, and so it's about 10 world leaders, current world leaders, who are doing bad by their LGBTQI citizens. That includes some that are kind of turning a blind eye to some of the things and not actually standing up for them. Say, for example, our Prime Minister, who subjected us to a survey that we didn't have to have. So 10 of those world leaders will be here as cockroaches, and we're going to have 70 people as pest controllers chasing them away up the parade route. So it's going to be lots of fun.
Who came up with that idea?
I did. I came up with the idea, but look, it's not just myself. I have a fantastic friend, Kevin, who has been doing the costumes. And he, in fact, did our award-winning costume designs from last year. So we won the inaugural Ron Muncluster Costume Award last year. So he's hoping to go back-to-back, but, you know, let's see.
And it's got to be fun to be able to take the spirit of protest and the pride of the parade and merge that into something big, exciting, but still manages to make a statement that is about change we need in our culture.
Absolutely, because we could just all sit there and say, oh, yay, we have marriage equality, or yay, it's just a 40th birthday celebration, but it's got to have some meaning, and there's people out there, we're all shocked about Chechnya, that something like that could happen. We're all shocked about all of the things that are happening, say, in Indonesia. So there's still a lot to fight for, not just in Australia, but all around the world. And using our parade as one of the best pride parades in the world to send out that message. We support them on the other side of the world, knowing what they're going through.
That was Dykes on Bikes, Sydney, the Melbourne Chargers, the Institute of Many, the First Nations Float and Bigots Be Gone, all sharing what you can expect from them during this year's Sydney Mardi Gras Parade. Be sure to check it out live on SBS and tune into Joy as we have our live coverage from the parade with Dean Arcuri, Benjamin Norris and Danowin Mason from 7 p.m.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Celebrating 40 years of Sydney's Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, all weekend across Australia on Joy and SBS Digital Radio 3.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.